Vāyā Om Namo Bhagavate Vāsudevāyā Om Namo Bhagavate Vāsudevāyā Nārāyaṇam namaskṛtya naraṁ caiva narottamam devīṁ sarasatīṁ vyāsaṁ tato jayamudīrajet naṣṭaprāyeṣva bhadreṣu nityam bhāgavata sevayā Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiki Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 29. Hiranmayepi Hiranmayepi Bhagavan Nivasati Kurma Tanum Vibhranastasya Tat Priyatamam Tanum Arjama Saha Varsa Purusahi Pitriganadhipati Rupa Dhavati Pitriganadhipati Upadhavati Mantram Imam Chanujapati. Now you can repeat word by word translation and main translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Hiranmaye in Hiranmaya Varsa Api indeed Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nivasati resides. Kurmatanum, the body of a tortoise. Vibhrana, manifesting. Tasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tat, that. Priyatamam, dear most. Tanum, body. Aryama, Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmayavarsa. Saha, with. Varsa Purusahi, the people of that tract of land. Pitrigana, Pitrigana Adhipatihi, who is the chief of the Pitas. Upadhavati, worships in devotional service. Mantram, hymns. Imam, this. Cha, also. Anujapati, chants. Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued, in Hiranmayavarsa, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, Kurma Sarira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped there in devotional service by Aryama. the chief resident of Hiranmayavarsha, along with the other inhabitants of that land. They chant the following hymns. That hymn is described in the next text, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The word priyatamam, word priyatama, dearmost, is very significant in this verse. Each devotee regards a particular form of the Lord as most dear. Because of an atheistic mentality, some people think that the tortoise, boar, and fish incarnation of the Lord are not very beautiful. They do not know that any form of the Lord is always the fully opulent personality of Godhead, since one of His opulences is infinite beauty. All the Lord's incarnations are very beautiful and are appreciated as such by devotees. Non-devotees, however, think that Lord Krishna's incarnations are ordinary material creatures, and therefore they distinguish between the beautiful and the not beautiful. A certain form of the Lord is worshipped by a particular devotee because he loves to see that form of the Lord. It's stated in Brahma Sangita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajauvanamcha. The very beautiful form of the Lord is always youthful. Sincere servants of a particular form of the Lord always see that form as very beautiful, and thus they engage in constant devotional service to Him. So now we are discussing about the residents of Jambudev offering prayers to the deity, the presiding deity in that particular varsa. So now we are discussing about Hiranmayavarsha. So in this particular text, it is being explained about the upasya and upasana, the object of worship and the mood of worship. So here we can see it's being explained that Hiranmay Abhikurma Tanum Vibhrana. In Hiranmayavarsha, this Kurma Tanum, Kurma Sarira, the Lord, the Vishnu form of the Lord as Kurma Dev, He resides in Hiranmayavarsha. He is the object of worship. And who are the worshippers? Worshippers are the chief resident of that Varsha, accompanied by the inhabitants of that land. So here, who is the chief resident of Hiranmayavarsha? Ariyama. Who is Ariyama? Pitri Ganadhipati Ariyama. He is the chief of Pitas. He is the chief of the Pitas, you can king of the Pitas. So this Ariyama, he worships Kurmadev in Hiranmayavarsha, and he encourages the residents, the inhabitants of Hiranmayavarsha to offer their worship to Lord Kurmadev. That's why in this text it is said that Varsha Purusha is Saha, along with the Varsha Purusha. Varsha Purusha means the inhabitants who are residing in that particular Varsha. Tat priyatamam tanu upadhavati. So imam mantram japati. So there is a particular instruction given when worship is offered, how to worship the Lord. How he is worshipping? He is worshipping by upadhavati, devotional service. He is performing perfect devotional service. Definite instruction is coming to us from spiritual master how to perform the devotional service. And imam mantram japati. Imam means this mantra. This mantra is coming in the next text. This mantra, he is chanting the mantra. Along with chanting the mantra, he is performing his devotional service. So this is one part of the devotional service that we see in, is called archan. In archan class, we are taught to chant different mantras, starting with how to invite the Lord, how to offer him the seat, singhasan, then, you know, padyam, argam, asamanyam, madhuparka, punarachmanyam, etc., you know. So this is how worship should be done. So a clear indication is given in this text. So Srila Prabhupada, he starts commenting on this purport, and he starts with the word priyatama, dearmost, is very significant in this verse. Each devotee regards a particular form of the Lord as most dear. This understanding has remained a prominent feature amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Every time when Kartik month begins, we try to glorify Lord Damodar in our temple. And at the end of this Damodar Ashtakam prayer, some devotees, they actually glorify the different devotees of the Lord, how the different features of Lord Damodar is very, very dear to them. Just like devotees said, Radha Madan Mahan. Whose dear devotee is that? Sanatana Goswami, right? Rupa Goswami. Sanatanair Pranadhana He, Rupa Goswami Pranadhana He, Madhupanditair Pranadhana He, Prabhupada Pranadhana He. So, different devotees, they have, in the course of performing their sadhana, their devotional service, have established a particular mood with the devotee, with that Lord, their dearmost Lord. And as they continue rendering service to the Lord with the mood they have been cultivating in course of the performance of their devotional service, that intensifies their loving sentiment and brings them closer to the Lord to serve Him more intimately. So in that way, and towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, a certain form of the Lord is worshipped by a particular devotee because he loves to see that form of the Lord. We have seen in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami, he describes that at one point when this Gop Kumar and one of the Brahmana from Mathur were going to visit the Lord Krishna, Mathuranath. So they were coming from a distant place and they were looking at the Lord who is standing in the temple. And as they were approaching the Lord, they were coming with great ecstasy and eagerness how they can go and see the Lord and they can serve Him. But their loving sentiment reached the climax and they couldn't hold themselves. They just, you know, while rushing to see the Lord, they just went fainted on the road. And what happened? As a result of which, Lord, He couldn't remain standing in the altar. He just started to walk out of the altar and He came near these two devotees and He started picking them up and put them on His lap and started taking care of His devotees. So you can see This is how this loving expression is exchanged between the devotee and the Lord. That's why it is very, very important. Every devotee should have, develop that sort of liking or an intimate service attitude with a particular form of the Lord, so that they can release their devotional service to the great extent. At one point, while commenting, Srila Prabhupada says, he says, those who are not very particular or those who have not developed the taste to serve the Lord in love, then they will have to become attached to the family life. So here family life does not apply only to the grahasthas who have accepted the wife and the children, they are living in the home. But in fact, literally speaking, that is one of the meaning, that yes, somebody who has accepted a wife living at home with children and other family members are there. But those who are in the renounced order of life, for them also, their mind can act as a kind of, grahastha. He is also very much attached to the different positions. A grahastha, so-called grahastha, might be attached to the family life in form of taking care of the needs of his, immediate family members or extended family members. But a renounced person who is in the renounced order of life, he might not be having that kind of situation, but he is tricked by his mind. His mind is always dragging him from one place to another because his mind is not fixed. He has not released yet the taste of rendering devotional service to the Lord. And since his mind is not fixed, it's not controlled, so it is dragging him from one place to another. So he's also as good as a grahastha, you can say. So in that way, here, in this particular context, when he says, Prabhupada said that when a grahastha means, when mind is not under control by rendering devotional service to the Lord, then it can take us where you do not know. It can take you to commit even more abominable activities also. So that's why it's very, very significant for us to understand how important it is to focus on a particular form of the Lord and render devotional service unto the Lord under the able guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. So today is also a very important day, Gundicha Marjan Day. And also Navajovan Day, right? So today in Jagannath Puri, they have already started darshan from early in the morning. Devotees who are there, they are releasing the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. And here in Rajapur, when are you starting, Prabhuji? Darshan today? No darshan today. 12 o'clock. Today? Yeah. Yeah. So that's also Netrotsav. And then you'll also get the opportunity to see the Lord. So before this Netrotsav, this important service of cleansing of the Gundicha temple is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And while commenting to the actual import, the significance of this Gundicha Marjan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given us a very insightful understanding about this Gundicha Marjan pastime. So what we'll do is, we have to complete by 8:45. So we will just read these texts, and in between we can discuss something. Then we will try to understand what is the mood of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when it comes to devotees being engaged in the service of cleansing the Gundicha temple. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he resided in Jagannath Puri, it became a common practice amongst the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to invite him to have his meal at their respective houses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would visit to different devotees' house and have his meal. And apart from this pastime, he had also enacted many other sweet and beautiful pastimes with his devotees at Jagannath Puri. So while Mahaprabhu was fully engrossed in enacting such kind of pastimes with his devotees, in that situation, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, while meditating upon the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he starts narrating this pastime of Gundicha Marjan. He says, "Ei mato nana range dino kato gelo Jagannather ratha jatra nikato hoilo." So in this way, means while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is engaged in manifesting his sweet exchanges with his devotees, the Lord passed some days in great jubilation. Then the Kalp festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Prathame Kasi Misre Prabhu Bolaila Padicha Patra Sarvabhaume Boliyanila. So then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this Ratha Jatra festival is nearing now, so he is very enthusiastic to serve Lord Jagannath. How he is going to serve Lord Jagannath? Now he knows, because Lord Jagannath is going to come from Sri Mandir to Gundicha Mandir, and he will be staying there for 8 days. So this temple has been lying empty for whole 1 year. My dear Lord is coming to take a seat on this temple, and it has not been cleansed yet. So it is my duty to clean the temple so that my Lord can come and have a beautiful seat on his throne. That's why, while thinking in his mind, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called for Kasi Misra and the superintendent of the temple and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Tin jana pase prabhu hasiya kahila Gundicha Mandir Marjana Seva Maginila. When these three devotees arrived near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, actually he begged, he said, Seva Maginila. He begged them for permission. What is the permission? He wants to wash the Gundicha temple of the Lord. Paricha kahe ami sav sevaka tomar je tomar iccha sei kartavya amar bishesh raja rajya hai ache amare prabhu rajya jai sei shighra karibare. So the superintendent of the temple, he said, actually we all are your servants. Whatever you desire, we will help you to perform your duty. And especially the king has instructed me to make all the necessary arrangements. Whatever you may desire, my dear Lord, I will facilitate you. Tomar yogya seva nahe mandir marjan eyako lila koro je tomar man. Actually, by this time, all these devotees in Jagannath Puri, they have understood who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how this superintendent of the temple is saying, definitely this is not your service, my dear Lord. Because this temple has been lying empty for so many days, and it has accumulated dust, you know, sand grains, and so many other dust particles are there. As we go to cleanse, then our body also will become affected by the dust. So I don't think this is your duty, my dear Lord. But why are you accepting this service? This is your pastime. That means he is telling that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has accepted such a low service. Normally, cleansing is a kind of low service. It is accepted in the society. Who does this service? Those who belong to the low caste, lower caste in the society. So, but here in case of this Gundicha temple, which is going to be cleansed for the Lord, so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has accepted this service, definitely there is some significance. There is some significance. If you see from this worldly perspective, conventional perspectives, that cleansing is a service, kind of service, awarded to the low class people in the society. So here, when this low class service is associated with the devotional service, or you can say in proper words, when it is dovetailed in Krishna consciousness, then what is the result? You get the mercy of the Lord. Sometimes it is a common practice amongst the devotees, if there is some hardship in a particular type of devotional service, particular type of service, devotees are quite reluctant to do that service personally. They feel like some other devotees would do. Rather, they would choose to do some service where there is very easily they can get name, fame, or adorations. Everybody will recognize. Oh, Guru Maharaj is coming, you know. We need to clean Guru Maharaj's residence. Prabhuji, you know, I can come. After Guru Maharaj comes, I will come. I can, you know, do something. Today I'm quite busy. Okay, Guru Maharaj is there. You know, we need to clean Guru Maharaj's cloth. So who is going to clean the cloth? Or maybe this, you know, Ram Das, he is not very educated. He is, okay, you know, give this service to him. Sometimes such kind of practices are seen, thinking that this is a low-class service, somebody who is not very qualified in material education, maybe this service befits him. But here the message comes to us, one, after being a devotee of the Lord, who is desirous or has already accepted the low service without any distinction in his mind, he is a true recipient of the mercy of the Lord. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing here. By begging this service from the superintendent of the police, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, that devotees who are desirous to make progress in this spiritual life, anything comes in course of devotional service, they should be very happily accepting it, thinking, oh, this is one form of mercy has come on my life. So then he continues, he says, किंतु घट सम्मर्जनी बहुत चाहिए आज्ञा देहो आजि सब यहानि दिए नूतन एक शत घट शत सम्मर्जनी परिछानिया दिलो प्रभुर इच्छा जानी. So then the superintendent of the temple, he said, my dear Lord, if you want to cleanse this temple, you need hundreds of brooms, and also you need many water pots to cleanse. So if you so desire, please instruct me. I can make all the arrangements for your service. Ardine prabhate laya nijagan sihaste sabar ange lepila chandan. So the next day, early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates and with his own hand, he smeared sandalwood pulp in the body of the devotees. Then what did he do? Srihaste dilasavare eko eko marjani sabagana laya prabhu chalila apani. Then he personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave each devotee a broom in their hand. Then along with all the devotees, he went to Gundicha temple. Gundicha mandire gela karite marjan prathame marjani laya karila sodhan bhitar mandira upar sakal majila singhasana maji punah sthapana karila chota bada mandir kaila majana sodhan pache haiche pache toiche sodhila sri jagamohan. চারিদিকে শতভক্ত সম্মার্জনী করে আপনি শোধেন প্রভু শিখান সবারে। সো হোয়েন অল দি ডিভোটিজ অ্যারাইভড এট গুন্ডিচা টেম্পল, সো দে স্টার্ট এট ক্লিনসিং দি টেম্পল ফ্রম ইনসাইড অ্যান্ড আউটসাইড উইথ দি ব্রুম। অ্যাট ফার্স্ট দে ইউজ দি ব্রুম টু ক্লিনস দি ইনসাইড অ্যান্ড আউটসাইড অ্যান্ড অলসো জগমোহন দি নাট মন্দির, সো এভরিওয়ার দে স্টার্টেড ক্লিনসিং। চারিদিকে শতভক্ত সম্মার্জনী করে আপনি শোধেন প্রভু শিখানে সবারে। অ্যালং উইথ ডিভোট ইজ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি অলসো স্টার্টেড ক্লিনসিং বিকজ হি ওয়ান্টেড টু টিচ আস শিখান সবারে। প্রেমোল্লাসে শোধেন লো এন কৃষ্ণ নাম, ভক্তগণ কৃষ্ণ কহে করে নিজ কাম। ওয়াইল চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ওয়াজ পারফর্মিং দিস ক্লিনসিং সার্ভিস ফর লর্ড জগন্নাথ, হোয়াট হি ওয়াজ ডুইং, হি ইজ ক্লিনসিং উইথ হিজ হ্যান্ড অ্যান্ড হি ইজ চ্যান্টিং কৃষ্ণস নেম। When devotee is found, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is chanting Krishna's name at the same time, cleansing the temple. They also followed Mahaprabhu's footstep. They also are all chanting at the same time, performing their respective duties. Dhuli dhusar tanu dekhite sobhan, kaha kaha asrujale kare sammarjan. When we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dusting the temple, his whole body was covered with the dust and it was giving a very beautiful divine look, and it's like, you know, she's looking very beautiful. And while cleansing the temple, he's meditating upon how my dear Lord is going to come and occupy a seat in this throne. So he is his premasru, his tears, these tears of love is flowing from his eyes, and with that tear he is also washing the temple. Then continues, bhoga mandir sadhana kari sudhila prangan sakala avasakrame karila sadhan tranadhuli jhikur sabu একত্র করিয়া বহির্বাসে লইয়া ফেলাই বাহির করিয়া, এই মত ভক্তগণ করি নিজ বাসে তৃণধূলি বাহিরে ফেলাই পরম হরিষে। আফটার ক্লিনসিং ইট ইনসাইড টেম্পল, দেন হি কেম টু ভোগ মন্দির। ভোগ মন্দির ইজ এ পার্টিকুলার ডিস্টিংগুইশড প্লেস ফ্রম হোয়ার ভোগ ইজ অফার টু দ্য লর্ড। And after that he came to the yard to cleanse the yard, and then after collecting all the dirts in one place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used his own cloth and he gathered everything on his cloth, then he brought it outside. When devotees saw, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is using his own cloth to get these dust particles out of the temple, they also started spreading their own cloth and they started collecting the dirt in their cloth and they also started bringing outside. Prabhu kahe ke kata kari acha sammarjan trunadhuli dekhilei janiva parishram. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw devotees are very enthusiastically collecting the dirt and getting it out of the temple, he said, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. So you want to see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling devotees, সবার ঝাঁটানো বোঝা একত্র করিল সবা হইতে প্রভুর বোঝা অধিক হইল। So when all the dust are collected outside, there are two piles made. One pile was made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Whatever dust particle he had collected, that was one pile. And the other pile was the collection of all other devotees. And it was seen that Mahaprabhu's pile was even bigger than all the devotees, whatever they had collected. এই মত অভ্যন্তর করিল মার্জন পুনসভা কালে দিল করিয়া বন্টন। ইটস এ ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট কাইন্ড অফ লেসন ফর আস, ওয়েন সমবডি হু ইজ পারফর্মিং, হু ইজ এনগেজড ইন দি পারফরমেন্স অফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস আউট অফ লভ, he will never consider any other thing than how well he can perform his devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting an example, that's why he has collected most of the dhats, and he has, his pile has become bigger than all other devotees' pile. Then after that, he distributed different areas for different devotees to cleanse for the second time. Sava Vaishnava Laiya Jabe Duibar Sodhilo Dekhi Mahaprabhur Mane Santosh Hoilo Ar Satajana Asto Ghate Jalabhari Prathamei Laiya Ache Kalo Pekhya Kari. So in that way, then second time, again he distributed different areas to different devotees and they cleansed it for the second time. Then in the meantime, there are 100 devotees standing ready with filled water pots and waiting for the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give us the order so that we can start throwing the water. Jalana balijabe Mahaprabhu kahilo tabe sato ghatani Prabhu age dilo prathame karilo Prabhu mandir prakhalan urdhadha bhittigraha madhya singhasan. Khapara bhariya jal urdhe chalailo sei jale urdhva sudhi bhitti prakshalilo. So when devotees brought these filled water pots, then they started throwing it in the temple and they were cleansing the ceiling and the walls. And how they are throwing the water to the wall and ceiling? It says khapara bhariya jal urdhva chalailo. Khapara means this, you know, water pot, when you break it, that one small piece is called khapara. So they are using that small, you know, broken piece, earthen pot, and they would, you know, throw to the ceiling or to the wall, and they started cleansing whole area. Sihaste karena singha sanir marjan Prabhu age jalani dei bhaktagan bhaktagan kare griha madhya prakhalan nija nija hastya kare mandir marjan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was personally, with his own hand, he was cleansing the singhasan of Lord Jagannath, where Jagannath is going to come and sit. And devotees, when they saw Mahaprabhu with his own hand, he started cleansing the singhasan, so they started giving water pot, water to Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after some time, one devotee, he brought, you know, water and he poured it on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started drinking that water. And then he hid himself. Then some other devotee came, they found, oh, this water is there. They started drinking or begging from other devotee. Some other, he was distributing the charanamrita to other devotees. Oh, you see, you can drink it. So in this, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went on performing his service. He was fully engrossed in doing the service. So in this way, after some time, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own cloth, he started to mop the floor so that he wanted to cleanse it perfectly. And when the cleansing was complete, we are going a little fast, we are not reading everything. Cleansing was almost complete. At that time, even, okay, before that also there is some past time. Yeah, this thing we should know. Actually, while the devotees were bringing this water pot and handing it over to the next devotees, what they were doing. And that common practice is also seen in our ISKCON, amongst ISKCON devotees. It said, Jala bhare ghar dhoi kare haridhvani Krishna haridhvani binar nahi suni Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatera prarthan Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghata samarpan. So one devotee is bringing the water pot and he is saying Krishna Krishna, and he is giving to the other devotee. When he starts chanting Krishna Krishna without even explaining to him, now we need to take this pot out of my hand and hand it over to the next devotee. This second devotee understands the mood. Now he is telling Krishna, means he wants me to take this service from him. And the other devotee, he has kind of an empty pot in his hand, and he's also saying, Krishna, Krishna, means you take this empty pot from me and give me the full pot so that I can serve the Lord. So in that way, when they are engaged in cleansing this Gundicha temple, they are only chanting Krishna, Krishna, and indicating this is the service opportunity, grab it and continue with your service. Jai Jai Kahe Sei Kare Krishna Name, Krishna Naam Hailo Sanketa Sabo Kame. So in this way, Krishna Naam became the indication for everyone to do the service. So in that way, they were engaged, and towards the end, what happened? One devotee, actually, he brought one full pot of water and he poured at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started drinking that water. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw this, that time, externally, he became upset. It is explained that Henakale Gaudiya Ek Subuddhi Saral Prabhur Charana Juge Dila Ghatajal Sei Jal Naya Apane Pana Kailo Taha Dekhir Prabhur Mane Dukkha Rosa Haila. So while it was to the completion point, one Gaudiya, means devotee, Gaudiya Vaishnava from Bengal, he poured water in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and as he started drinking the water, Charanamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was outwardly angry. Jagdapi Gosai Tare Hayache Santos Dharma Sangsthapana Lagi Bahire Maharos. Externally he was unhappy. Why? Because Mahaprabhu wanted to establish the etiquette of religious principles. Srila Prabhupada is commenting on this aspect, that he says, this is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the supreme personality of Godhead, therefore it was not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit disciples to wash his feet before the deity. This is the matter of etiquette. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to establish this. That's how he told Swarup Damodar that this is not good. You must, you know, tell your Gaudiya devotee not to do such kind of service in the temple hall. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, while commenting on this Gundicha Marjan Lila, he said, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. As he continues on his purport, he tells her more details what it means by cleansing Gundicha temple. He says that one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. Actually, he is explaining here, there are different kind of anarthas which are accumulated in our heart for many, many lifetimes. Unless these anarthas are cleansed, Lord will never become manifest in our heart. That means the direction is not going to come from the Lord to us. Definitely, in either case, whether you become a devotee of the Lord, having cleansed your heart, you have made the Lord seated on your heart and receiving the instruction from Him, or as a non-devotee, his heart is not cleansed, still the instruction is coming from the Lord. Because samaham sarva bhuteshu, He is equal to everyone. So what is the difference between receiving instruction from the Lord when somebody has not become a devotee and having become a devotee, he receives some instruction from the core of the heart from the Lord? The difference is when, we can take this example, for example, somebody who has not become a devotee of the Lord, he also receives the instruction of the Lord from the core of the heart, he will not be able to recognize it. Means if we, you know, discuss this even more explicitly, when a devotee is engaged in performing the devotional service of the Lord and he sees still there are some ill desires are coming, becoming manifest in the heart, then he thinks, oh see, now Lord is actually showing me, oh this is what your position is, you are here, now you want to improve or you want to maintain the same position. So a devotee can understand this, because this is the message, Lord, he is sitting in the heart and devotee can understand in that way. But in case of a non-devotee, he will not be able to understand this. He will just simply, you know, listen to the dictation which is coming in his mind. Oh, this is what I should do. This is what I must perform. So this is the difference. That's why when a devotee starts cleansing his heart, starting from chanting and hearing the glorious narrations about the Supreme Lord, his heart becomes cleansed, but if there is something remaining, then that remaining part can be cleansed by the Lord Himself. Lord will personally take charge. Asunnatam swakatha krishna punya savana kirtana hridyantastha javadrani vidunodhi suhrit satam. He is the benefactor of the devotee, suhrit satam. So what does he do as a benefactor? He would personally cleanse the material desire from the heart of a devotee. So in that way, a devotee is, they understand the importance of this Gundicha Marjan pastime, and along with cleansing the temple on this particular day, they also take the lesson from the acharyas to cleanse their heart on day-to-day basis by the performance of their regular prescribed duties, where one day they will be able to prepare a nice lotus seat in the heart so that Lord can become manifest in their heart and he will start giving instructions to the devotees and their devotional service or devotional life will become perfect. Thank you all very much. Sorry for delay. We are supposed to finish by 8:45. It is 5 minutes past now. So I think we will not take any question today. So we'll stop here. Asking. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari.